Jasmine Skies by Sita Brahmachari. Read by Tanya Rodriguez. Jasmine Skies. Dear reader, here is a bit about me and Jasmine Skies. I live in London with my husband and three children. Sadly, our cat with attitude, Smokey Blue, passed away last year. Jasmine Skies is my second novel. This is a book I feel I have been writing since I went to India with my family as a child. Some of the images and vignettes in this book are drawn from the extraordinary impact Kolkata had on me as a young girl born and brought up in Britain, with an Indian father and an English mother. There are a lot of eyes in Jasmine Skies, and I feel as if my young eyes were opened onto a much wider world. Travelling to India was a rites of passage journey for me, just as it is for Mira. My imagination was captured by this faraway place that was also part of me and my family. I also remember uncles and aunties visiting on holidays, dancing and singing at family weddings, or reading from their own poetry books. I felt proud and privileged to be part of such a cultured and artistic family. As a child, I made a special connection with my cousin Juma, who sometimes toured to Britain with her dance troupe. We wrote letters to each other. Occasionally we still do, even though we also Facebook. I still love the object of the letter, the fact that you can hold it in your hands, trace your fingers over the words, and know that the person who wrote it laid down their thoughts with real care and attention. These letters gave me the idea for the letter album in Jasmine Skies, although there were no mysterious secrets.